Jason Wirt.
An AR-15 assault rifle and a .40 caliber handgun were recovered from the vehicle.
Washington, D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsom describing the items found inside the car of a Pennsylvania man who was reportedly planning some kind of attack against the Trump International Hotel in Washington. The police chief praised the work between federal authorities and local authorities.
I believe that the officers and our federal partners, and in particular the tipster coming forward, averted a potential disaster here in our nation's capital.
President Trump says he'll announce his decision on the Paris climate change deal in the coming days. The president tweeted this morning as news reports began to surface he's pulling the U.S. out of the accord intended to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The Paris Agreement was signed by nearly 200 nations in late 2015. It went into effect last November. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today, it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare. It's not proven. And they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
Germany announcing they're putting a hold on deportation flights temporarily after the terrorist attack in Kabul, Afghanistan today, but it doesn't mean they're changing policy. Here's more on that situation.
Germany has deported over 100 Afghans since November, and another 12,000 are currently under orders to leave. Some have argued that no part of Afghanistan is safe and that the deportations are a human rights violation. However, there are no indications that the policy will change as a result of the Kabul blast, even though Afghanistan's capital was one of the areas deemed safe by the German government. Ira Spitzer, Berlin.
Polling data saying many Americans want to see the Senate change or kill the health care bill passed by the House. The latest Kaiser Health tracking poll finds 55% of people will have a negative opinion of the American Health Care Act. The same percentage want the Senate to make big changes in the bill House Republicans narrowly approved, or reject that one entirely. USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
U.S. Route 40 runs from St. Louis to Baltimore, and for the next couple of weeks is going to have a national yard sale. Here's Mark Mayfield.
U.S. Route 40 is known by many names, the National Road, National Turnpike, the Cumberland Pike, but whatever you call it, it's 800 miles from St. Louis to Baltimore, are chock full of yard sales to stop at for the next few days. It's the 14th annual Historic National Road Yard Sale Days, now underway and running through this Sunday, June 4th.
In India, people worship cows, so it's surprising when their high court blocked the law that would have stopped people from selling cattle for slaughter. Here's the story.
The punishment for cow slaughter should be life imprisonment. That's the recommendation from the Rajasthan High Court to the Indian government. Currently, killing a cow in Rajasthan attracts a 3-year jail term. In Gujarat, too, where the BJP is in power, killing a cow can send you to jail for life. Just yesterday, the Madras High Court suspended a rule that banned the sale of cattle for slaughter. The Indian government has now indicated it could review that rule. Neha Punia, New Delhi.
The heat is off a Nashville Predators fan who threw a catfish onto the ice during Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. Allegheny County, Pennsylvania District Attorney says the accusations against Jacob Waddell do not rise to the level of criminal charges. Waddell smuggled the catfish into the PPG Paints Arena for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final in his pants, threw it on the ice in what's a Nashville Predators tradition. USA Radio News.
Okay, folks, you know what that sound is. That's the sound of modern design. Today's topic is all about getting ready for your garden and getting ready for the summer season. And I was very blessed. Unfortunately, Rutgers Landscape couldn't be here. I think next week we're going to have them live in studio. But we're going to do a two-part series, and that's all about deer-resistant plants. So a lot of us live in Hunterdon County and some of the surrounding counties where deer have become a big problem. And a lot of us are putting out a lot of dollars right now, going to, as I did over the holiday weekend, which wasn't so nice weather-wise, going to the wonderful nurseries that we have in the area to put lots of dollars down on and hard work on our flats of flowers. But we want to do it correctly. So what Rutgers gave me, which is I'm going to pass along my gems to you today, is a list of what to plant, where to plant it, what it is, and what will work for us to keep the deer out of your garden. And then I have a long list of plants for you to choose, perennials, annuals, even vegetables, things that you can plant, herbs that will work with any environment and also resist the deer. But let's start by taking a look at today's weather. So it's currently 68 degrees, although it feels a little bit hotter here in studio. It's 68 degrees Fahrenheit with overcast skies. This afternoon, there's a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, a 30% chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog with a low of 55. On Thursday, it's patchy fog, then sunny with a high of 78. On Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 52. On Friday, it's mostly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms with a high of 77. And on Friday, it looks like chance of thunderstorms 40%. So I'm hearing a lot of rain going on here. Let's see if we have the rest of the weekend here. Okay, on Saturday, there's a 40% chance of showers and partly sunny with a high of 77. On Saturday night, chance of showers 30% with a low of 56. And then on Sunday, finally, showers likely with a high of 72. I thought it was April showers bringing me flowers or something like that. So all bets are off now that we're in June. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. We meet here each week on Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. live in our Flemington studios in the large house, beautiful building, yellow building with columns, which is quite beautiful inside and soon will be beautiful also on outside, even more beautiful. And our program is all about your home. It's all about making your home as beautiful as possible. Maybe your office, maybe you have a restaurant or a little boutique or something. We give you the resources. We go out to the local market. We deal with wonderful people in the area. And we bring you the best of the best. I've been an interior designer for the past 20 years and contractor doing kitchens and baths and all sorts of renovations on your home. And each week I bring you some of the things that I'm working on and then pass them along on Wednesday's show. So very topical for me right now is my weekend was spent because the weather wasn't so great when I wasn't in one of my two stores. I am gardening. So when I was going to the garden centers over the weekend and buying my gems and so on, I thought to myself, well, I want to be really smart this year. I really want to be smart so that I spend the dollars on the things that are not going to, the deer aren't going to get to. So in our area, that's a very big bone of contention to spend money and time on things and then have them disappear. So Rutgers Landscape, who is going to come on, I'm thinking next week we'll have them on, gave me a list of things for you to discuss today about going to garden and what to plant and not to plant and basically why certain things are deer resistant. So keep in mind, number one, that anything you do can be susceptible to deer, even things that they don't necessarily like. But for the most part, if you pick correctly, you will have a garden that does well and continues to do well through the years when you go to buy. All right, so I'm going to some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our topic today happens to be keeping the deer out of the garden. So we want to do that, number one, by going ahead and being proactive. And now we're buying our plants. We're going to the garden centers. We're going all over. We're going sometimes to the supermarket. Sometimes we're going to the big box stores. We're going to wonderful garden centers in the area, one of which is Rutgers Landscape, which I use all the time. The Garden Gate in Flemington is also a wonderful garden center to go by. Hyonas Greenhouses in White House Station, New Jersey, who's been a guest on Modern Design. They have a wonderful selection. They're the wholesale grower not too far from Route 22 in White House. Wonderful resources right in our area in Hunterdon County to get wonderful plants. So I'm going to go through, there's a lot here, there's more than enough for one show. We're going to probably have Rutgers Landscape with us next week to continue this two-part series on keeping the deer out of your garden, because it really is for so many of us. Even in areas years ago didn't have as many deer are seeing more and more deer. And it's a problem. It's a, really a problem in keeping a wonderful garden. We want all creatures to survive, but we want to have a sense of balance with what we're doing and having beautiful gardens as well. So I'm going to start by talking a little bit about the sort of the philosophy behind what is, in fact, deer resistant. And that is probably very similar to people of what we find appealing is what deer sort of judge what they're going to eat. And the first category I want to talk about is things that are actually poisonous to deer. Now, I don't exactly know how they communicate to each other, if it's innate or what have you, but there are certain things to deer that are actually dangerous or poisonous. And number one on the list, and we talk about this a lot on Modern Design, is the daffodil bulbs. Any sort of narcissus-type bulb are poisonous to deer, and somehow they know not to do it. So I can plant fields and fields of daffodils, hundred stacked bulbs of daffodils, and have them come up, and they will walk around the daffodils to get to something else in my garden. They know that it's toxic, they know that it's poisonous, and they just don't touch it. So always any sort of narcissus bulbs, particularly daffodils, and now daffodils are hybrids, so they come in different colors. There are white daffodils. They even make a pink daffodil now. There are daffodils that you can plant. You don't have them for a long time, but for seasonal color, springtime comes. It's great to have fields of daffodils. The deer don't touch them. They come back every year. Great thing to have. The second thing under the category of toxic is foxglove. Foxglove is a beautiful flower. It kind of looks like a hollyhock. They're tall, and they have sort of rows of beautiful pink trumpet-like flowers. They're beautiful. They last a long time, but they're usually typically at the early part of the summer, about now. And foxglove, or digitalis, is toxic to deer. Now, if you heard that the term digitalis sounds familiar, that's because heart drugs, some of the heart drugs are made using this. And there's a strong medicinal component to foxglove or digitalis. So they know somehow to stay away from that. You can plant as many as you'd like. They're beautiful, they're colorful, and they know not to eat them. The third one on the list that Chris gave me was something that really surprised me, something that I like a lot. I haven't planted, but I really want to, and that is poppies. Poppies supposedly are also toxic to deer, and I love them. Many moons ago in a house that I was living in Roseland, New Jersey, I had a beautiful sort of clapboard ranch house that was sort of a Wedgwood blue, and I had a field in the back of orange poppies, and it was just, the combination was just stunning. I've never planted them again. But now that I know that poppies are toxic to deer, I think I'm going to try them. They're a really good-looking flower if you haven't seen a poppy with a black center and then really wonderful, just sort of a wonderful shape to poppies. So something else that you can try. So those were some of the ones that Chris had from Rutgers had pointed out that were toxic or poisonous, and that would be a good bet to buy in your garden. The second category he gave me were things that have strong fragrances. And just as if you were to go to a cheese shop and try some cheeses and one of them was sort of stinky and not too appealing, it might be a delicious cheese to taste, but the strong fragrance keeps the deer from them. So in this category, anything that's an herb in general, you're pretty safe that you can plant any herbs, chives, thyme, any herbs, parsley, and the deer are not going to go after them. They're not appealing to them because of the strong scent or fragrance. In particular, sage was something that he pointed out on the list. That was something that that deer don't like and they stay away from because they find it sort of unappealing. Ornamental salvia is another one that deer don't like. Lavender, which surprised me. Lavender is one that they don't care for. Now, I don't know why this is in this topic. Peonies were in there, which is certainly not, I don't think, stinky. I think they have a great smell, but perhaps to deer they don't. And that's true. I just brought in tons of peonies. They're all over my house in vases. The deer don't go near them, and they're just sort of hardy and all over the place, sort of falling on the ground. They're so hardy right now, but the deer don't go near them. And finally, irises, particular bearded irises, but irises in general. And I will say in my own property, I have beautiful purple irises. And my only problem with them is I wish they would last longer, but they the deer never come near them. So I think those are pretty safe things in the category of things that have a very strong smell to them. All right, so we're going to take some more commercial messages in our topic today, which is keeping deer out of the garden. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design right after this.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pamby's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pamby's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon, or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton, Pamby's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back live in studio with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer and contractor for the past 20 years, working mostly in New Jersey, but also all over the tri-state area, doing renovations on things of individual houses, restaurants. I built a spa, all sorts of different things related to your home or office. Our topic today happens to be keeping deer out of the garden, and through the help of Rutgers Landscape, speaking with Chris, there's several Chris's there, this is Chris A. He gave me some wonderful pointers for our show today, and hopefully he will be live in studio next week, and we can pick his brain, and we'll open the phone lines, and then you can ask questions in regards to keeping the deer out of the garden, which can be so difficult. So back to some of the categories. We talked about things that are toxic. toxic to deer. And if you're just tuning in, daffodils or narcissus bulbs are a very safe bet. The deer won't go near them. The second thing was the foxglove, that beautiful flower that's often pink, very tall flower with rows of beautiful trumpet-like flowers. Very pretty. Deer don't go near it. And also one that was a surprise to me, and that is poppies. I know there's oriental poppies and Icelandic poppies. It didn't sort of generalize which one it was, but poppies supposedly, again, are toxic to deer, so something that's a safe bet for planting. Then we talked about strong fragrances, the things that have strong fragrances that deer don't care for. I guess theoretically you could have a fragrance that's strong that they like and then they eat it, but in particularly herbs, herbs are kind of a safe bet, specifically sage they don't like, ornamental salvia, lavender, peonies, I don't know why they're in that category, and irises, specifically bearded irises. So those are things that the deer don't touch because of fragrance. And the last category he gave me that were things that were prickly, and he just basically said someone doesn't want to eat things that are prickly. If you're eating an artichoke, that part of the artichoke that's kind of prickly, you're not going to want to eat that. You're going to discard that. The same thing holds true for the deer. And one of the things that's a safe bet, which I do have in my garden, and I thought I lost it, but it's coming back this year, is called lamb's ear. And lamb's ear comes back every year. It's very prickly. And, well, it's not very prickly, but a little prickly, and the deer stay away from it, so it's a safe bet. Barberry bushes are another one, and red barberry in particular, which is great because it gives you a shock of that sort of burgundy red color. The deer stay away from them because, again, they're thorny and prickly. So some good general ideas to get your garden going through Rutgers Landscape. I then further went and did some research this week for the show because so many of us have the problem with the deer, and we spend so much money and so much time on our garden, and it's so disappointing when you work so hard on something and it doesn't come to fruition. And I found an article by Bill Adler Jr. It's called Outwitting Our Deer, and I thought it was one of the best I had come across so far. And, you know, a lot of our shows this time of the year, I like to do seasonal shows, and when we get into the summer season, I do like to go outside to the garden. So many of you entertain outside, and I think it's important to have a great backdrop. So we do a lot of shows specifically at the beginning or the end of a season on landscaping and plants and so on. And this was probably one of the best articles that I've seen on outwitting the deer. He really did a good job. In fact, some of these things I've never dealt with before, so maybe my listeners out there will know. And when we speak next week, we can talk about some of the plants that you've had success with. I can only go by the ones that I know the names of. So this article gives me 86 plants that you can plant, 86 different types of plants that you can plant that are supposedly deer resistant and are a safe bet for your garden. Some of them I will describe to you, some of them I've used before and like, and some of them you know, I haven't had good success with, so we'll talk about that a little bit. And hopefully if you're just buying your plants now, you'll take notes or listen to this in the podcast and make sure that your dollars go toward things that are going to last the season, or perhaps you're creating from a new space, you're creating a garden of perennials, and you can build on it year after year because you have a safe bet that the deer don't go after. So before I go into the list, and it will take us probably through the rest of the show and then next week's show, keep in mind that this list is sort of a general list of plants. So this has both perennials and annuals. It has vegetables in it. It has herbs. It has every category of plant, sort of in a way haphazardly, but I did it in the order in which Bill Adler Jr. Wrote it. So we'll go through these. And then if you're looking for a specific type, we'll talk about that as well. And number one on the list of 86 plants that are deer resistant is yarrow. Yarrow I have planted before. It's a yellow. And what's nice about yarrow is it dries very well. Sometimes they're not as much in style now, but if you've seen dried arrangements, if you see something sort of yellow in a beautiful, maybe a dried wreath or the you know, something that has dried flowers in it that are yellow, they're often yarrow. And yarrow is sort of a tall flower with a wonderful head on it, very structural, very architectural looking, and that's a great thing. And I want to talk about the color yellow in a garden. If you notice new fire trucks are never really red anymore. Fire trucks are now yellow because studies have been done, and yellow is the color that we identify with from the furthest away. You can see yellow actually before you see red. It sounds almost counterintuitive, but they've done extensive studies on color and the color yellow carries. So I tell people, now I have a property where the house is very far back from the road. So when I'm doing flower pots that are going up my driveway, I always try to use yellow because my house is far in the distance and the yellow carries, you can see the yellow. So I often do that on my property only because viewing it up the driveway or coming up the road, I want to show some presence of flowers. So yarrow is classically yellow. I don't know if it comes in other colors. It dries well. It's beautiful. It's architectural, and the deer don't like it. Now, the second one is one I've never heard of. It's called monkhood. I don't know if it's a perennial or an annual. Sounds like an annual, but supposedly that's also one that the deer don't touch. The third one I'm going to talk about at length, because basically most of my annuals, the flats of flowers I buy every year are this third item, and that's called ageratum. And that sort of happened by trial and error. I had the first 5 years in moving to Tewksbury Township, I really, you know, spent thousands of dollars on plants and just really got decimated, made so many mistakes, not only in how I put them together and how things grew, but mostly what the deer, sort of feeding the deer, if you will. Ageratum was a plant that I purchased sort of almost by accident. It was there. I bought a couple of them. And I got them home, and I thought, boy, these are really ugly. Why did I buy them? They're bristly looking. Often they're purple or blue, although they also come in white. And they're sort of a bristly looking, nothing looking plant. And I bought just some of them. I didn't buy a lot of them the first year. And I put them in the ground in conjunction with other things that were much more beautiful. When you have flats of ageratum on your cart, and you're in a garden center, people are buying beautiful roses and things, and you're like, what did I buy? I mean, it just looks like, you know, lint, dryer lint. But I planted these ageratum, and as all the things got eaten around me relatively quickly, these ageratum quickly, in a matter of days, started to grow and get wider and intensify in color and become this beautiful flower. And then by the end of the season in September, it was not nearly done, and I could incorporate my new oranges with these purple ageratum, and they kept, and they were hardy, and they're wonderful. Well, after that, I decided to buy some flats, and instead of doing my my pots solely in petunias, I used this sort of blue or purple ageratum. Some of them are blue. I try to tend to more towards the purple, and I mixed it up with both the petunias and the ageratum. Well, the petunias by the middle of the summer sort of die out a little bit, but those ageratum just sort of grew and had sort of like now like a rose-like structure to the flower. They're sort of, they became something, and they were quite beautiful. So now that's all I do. My pots of annuals, I buy flats, three flats of ageratum. You don't have to put a lot into each pot because they grow quickly and they multiply and they just get bigger and they're amazing. You can throw a spike in there and maybe some vines. And that's all you need. It's amazing. If you want to vary it, you can do purple and white or blue and white, and that can look very nice. But I can't speak enough about ageratum. To me, it's something that I found, and that's all I do now. They're not expensive. They don't require much maintenance. They sort of take care of themselves. They're just an amazing flower. So if you're looking for something in the purple or blue range that's going to last with you well to the floor, you'll have to pull it out in the fall because it just continues to grow. It's ageratum. I can't speak enough about it. When I go to the garden center, you're going to say, this is what you want me to buy? But it quickly grows. It becomes something wonderful. It gives you a solid mass of beautiful purple color with nice greenery and very, very, very good. All right, listen, we're coming to halfway through the hour. I am going to put on a quick news. We'll have our news break, and we will be back shortly after the news with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Under current VA law, VA has to wait at least a month to hold an employee accountable for misconduct or poor performance.
Testimony today from David Shulkin, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He says the regulations currently in place stop the VA from getting rid of ineffective employees and providing much-needed better service to America's veterans.
Under current law, it takes us 51 days from the date management proposes to suspend, demote, or remove an employee till the date that action takes effect.
11 U.S. citizens among the injured after a deadly homicide truck bombing in Afghanistan. At least 90 people killed, another 400 wounded in the enormous blast that rocked a secure area of Kabul. The State Department says the wounded Americans were contractors for the U.S. embassy. The explosion was near the German embassy and the Afghani presidential palace. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
With a major debate scheduled for the British elections, the number two candidate calling on the Prime Minister to show up. Here's more on that story.
Corbyn had said that if the Prime Minister didn't attend the BBC's seven-way debate, then he wouldn't either. The Conservatives say she has no intention of attending, and so Home Secretary Amber Rudd will take part instead. This, as polling by YouGov has been extrapolated by the Times newspaper to suggest Theresa May could be on course to lose her parliamentary majority just days before Brexit negotiations begin. However, the methodology used is being questioned by some pollsters. Ollie Barrett, London.
United Airlines looking at a $500,000 fine. The airline allegedly operated a jet that was not in airworthy condition. The FAA says United Mechanics replaced a fuel pump on a Boeing 787 on June 9th, but failed to inspect it for almost 2 weeks. For the latest news and so much more, join us online at usaradio.com.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
A group of liberals throwing a fit after Daryl Issa doesn't respond the way they wanted him to. Here's more on the story from Jason Campidonia.
On Tuesday, dozens of people gathered outside the Vista office of Republican Congressman Daryl Issa. When the group San Diego Indivisible started the Daryl Issa Your Toast rally, Issa climbed to the roof of his district office. The wealthiest member of Congress took a few pictures of the protesters and then tweeted a photo with the caption, "Spent the morning talking with constituents." Issa has a town hall meeting scheduled for this weekend, and local Democrats are saying that he's trying to pad the audience with conservatives. I'm Jason Campidonia.
Megyn Kelly is finally making her debut on her new network, and she's scheduled a very surprising guest. Chris Barnes has this report.
Sunday Night with Megyn Kelly is set to debut this Sunday, June 4th. And on its first night, it will feature a sit-down interview between Megyn Kelly and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Word is Kelly will be talking with Putin and having it recorded on Friday in St. Petersburg. Kelly, remember, left Fox earlier this year for a multi-million dollar deal with NBC. She'll be doing the Sunday Night Show, and this fall she'll also be doing a daily morning program. I'm Chris Barnes.
The field shrinking at the Scripps National Spelling Bee in Washington. Rounds 2 and 3 of the competition will take place today as hundreds of kids across the country compete for this year's title. The final round will get underway sometime tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And I am Richard Scuderi. We are returning to Modern Design, and our topic today happens to be keeping the deer out of the garden. You know, we do a variety of topics seasonally here on Modern Design, and particularly this time of year, people are planting, so we want to do that. We'll continue this in a two-part series on keeping the deer out of the garden, getting your garden set and go, and then we're going to talk a lot about outdoor entertaining. I find that when I've been shopping for people lately, we've been doing wonderful cushions and patio sets and pots. In fact, this morning. I have a guy in Lambertville who makes pots for me. He glazes them himself. And we did these beautiful cobalt blue glazes on the pots, and they have texture to them. And we did that, and we planted out this morning with beautiful white flowers and these blue pots, and they're just amazing. But a lot of those things, too, wonderful things for the garden, lighting the garden at night. In my own house, I have a courtyard on the side, and we put in the trees, we put just simple white lights in the trees and lit them at night when you entertain. It's kind of nice when we get to this time of the year that you can entertain in the evening outside. Make those spaces, decorate those spaces the way you would your home on the inside. Have drinks on a courtyard or a deck. You know, put a canopy up. New patio furniture, outdoor rugs. There's so many things that you can do to decorate that space and extend your home space during the summer months. All right, well, our topic today happens to be keeping the deer out of the garden. And we mentioned the first three in this wonderful article that I had read online by Bill Adler Jr. of what things that are deer resistant and to keep out of the garden. Number one was yarrow. Number two was monkhood, which I don't know what that is. And number three was ageratum, which I use all the time. You can get it in blue, purple, or white. The most common color is sort of like a bluish purple. And they grow well. They don't need much attention. You have to rip them out in the fall, and they're just fantastic, inexpensive. Deer don't go near them. Other animals don't go near them either, and they really become something. Number four on the list was allium, and I think allium is that wonderful, they call that Lucille Ball flower. It's that flower, and you're seeing it right now. It's very popular. I think it comes from a bulb. It's a tall flower, and the head is sort of round and purple. It's comprised of a lot of little flowers that make a perfectly round ball with a very long stem. And that's called allium. It's related to an onion. It sort of, in a way, looks like an onion. It is a bulb-based plant. And the deer don't come near that as well. That's beautiful. That's one that I'd like to try. I don't know how that plant actually stays up because the weight of the flower is pretty high. Like the peonies, which I had, they eventually sort of fall because they're so heavy. But the allium is one that they say that you can plant. Number five on the list, and a lot of these I don't know the name, this is called Allegheny Service Berry. Now, I've never heard of that. I don't know where that comes from, but they say that's on the list. Number six is one that I kind of forgot about. This is a good annual. If you want something that's colorful when you go to the garden center and you want a seasonal plant that's deer-resistant, comes in a variety of colors. Snapdragons. Snapdragons are great for the garden where you have deer. You can border with them. They come in yellow, orange, red, white, all different colors. And I kind of forgot about snapdragons. That's a great one that's deer-resistant. I've had a lot of success in the years past with that. Number seven is horseradish. Now, this list, as I told you, combines vegetables, fruits, herbs, and all sorts of different plants in the list. So I guess it's sort of the horseradish we're knowing that we eat, the plant horseradish, and I would imagine it's because it's bitter. The deer don't go near the part that's above ground. The next one is tarragon. Now, I've never planted tarragon, but they said that's a safe herb. I would imagine, in general, all herbs are pretty safe when it comes to deer. Number nine on Bill's list is artemisia. And that is called silver movid. I'm not really familiar with that one as well. But artemisia, you can ask for these things in the garden center. Supposedly that's something that's deer-proof, if you will. The next one is called, this one's a really weird-sounding one. It's Aracena tapilium. Wow, Aracena tapilium. And the common name is Jack in the Pulpit. And I don't know if you're going to find that anywhere, but supposedly that's a plant that deer don't like. I guess they probably don't know where to find it. Next on the list, number 11 on his list, is wild ginger. Well, doesn't that sound nice? It sounds like a Thai restaurant somewhere. Wild ginger is something that you can plant. Number 12 is asparagus. And I want to stop about asparagus. Many of us, the spring season, it's a wonderful time to have asparagus. I always, when I go shopping now, this time of year, pick up asparagus because it's really in season, and I love it in frittatas or just grilling asparagus and having it. But asparagus grows very strangely. You should Google how asparagus grows. I got to see it once on a garden tour. I was invited to a wonderful garden tour, and this woman had a patch of asparagus. I can't sort of describe it. And once we go to video, once we add the YouTube channel, I'll show you a picture of what it looks like. Asparagus grows very strangely. I'd love for you to see what it looks like. But asparagus is something that you can plant that the deer don't go near. Number 13 on the list is something that I like very much, and that's the aster, that blue-purple flower that I always think of. When I think of asters, I think of fall flowers. When I do my fall arrangements, I always try to mix regular mums with purple asters that have sort of a nice combination together, and that's something supposedly the deer don't eat. The next one is one that's not one of my favorites, but I have used it before. That's a stilbe, and a stilbe is a great plant. It's more of like a shrub-type plant that gives you sort of a pinkish flower, but the stilbe, the deer don't go near, and they're great in sort of the hardscape landscaping where you need some big plants that are solid. A stilbe is something that that has always worked for me as far as plantings are concerned. Now, number 15 on the list is something I use all the time in my hardscapes, and that's barberry, particularly red barberry. They're sort of basically a sticker bush, if you will, but they're wonderful. And I often put barberries in the borders of my landscaping to keep the deer out. They're very thorny. And I have, by my pool, I have a bed that goes right into the pool. And I was always fearful, as many of my neighbors have, where a deer can actually go in your pool and drown, which is a terrible thing, not only for the animal, but to get the deer out and the water and everything that you go through with that. So I planted around my pool some very small at the time, 11 years ago, rounded, beautiful barberries, which really contrasted from the slate that was around the pool, the gray slate, with these sort of red barberries, which were more of like a burgundy wine color. And they really do grow, and they become almost a hedge, and it got too big recently. But barberry's great. It really adds some shape, and it gives you some color. Number 16 on Bill's list is borage, B-O-R-A-G-E. I'm not familiar with that one. Number 17, I've actually become famous for. I will tell you, I am a great designer. Am I a great gardener? Not so much. I do appreciate it, but I don't really have the green thumb. It's just a learning curve for me, and just every year trying to improve and get better and better. And that's one of the things I tell to people about when you stay in the same house for a long period of time. You will find over time that your house gets better and better because you start to perfect things. And so does your gardens. Over time, you learn what works, what doesn't, what stays, and you get better. But the thing that I've done the best with in the house that I live now is what's called buddleia or butterfly bushes. Now, butterfly bushes are so hardy. They're just amazing. You can buy them anywhere. Even in the big box stores, they're inexpensive, and they grow very quickly, and they give you a flower that when it starts to come out, usually in the middle of July, and from middle of July until fall, particularly maybe the first 2 weeks after Labor Day, you get these flowers, mostly purple, often white or pink, that are, have this sweet nectar in them, and they attract butterflies. So I would say that by the middle of July, my backyard is just surrounded by butterflies, and it attracts all different types of butterflies. Did any of you know that there are solid black butterflies or turquoise butterflies? It's just amazing what the buddleia or a butterfly bush bring. Now, you'd think that the deer would like them because they have a sweet nectar to them. The flowers themselves actually smell like honey. And they have a long staying power. They don't start like until about the second or third week in July. But from the second or third week of July until, let's say, 2 weeks after Labor Day, they are in full force. They don't stop. And you have unbelievable color and height. Mine in the first year grew to the second story of the house. They get big very quickly. You can cut them back, but they always come back. When we had Superstorm Sandy, I lost all of them. But the following year, in the base of what was, the new plants came, and I didn't even have to replace them. They come back. They have a second life, which was terrific. So buddleia or butterfly bush, I highly recommend. The thing I would say about it is I didn't space them well enough because I didn't realize how big they were going to get. So I would suggest when you go to a garden center like Records Landscape or any garden center, get sort of a general spacing of how much space you should have between them. Mine got too big too quickly. But really, for a small investment, you're going to get a lot of flowers, a lot of pleasure to have a butterfly garden in your backyard. It doesn't take a lot of butterfly bushes, maybe three or four, and all of a sudden you're going to see a tremendous amount of butterflies. In fact, I did have a neighbor come and videotape the butterflies. It was just incredible. It was something wonderful. All right, we're going to take a couple of more commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. You know, we do have new call letters now, as it said in the previous spot. We are WHCRDB, and I have to get used to saying that, but I really do like that, being part of WHCRDB. Kind of neat that we're moving forward with so many wonderful things here at the Chamber, and particularly at the station. They're doing, Chris's and the team here are doing a great job improving our station, bringing you wonderful programs. We're going to be bringing some video in, and just really exciting things happening here. It's a good place to be a part of. So our topic today happens to be keeping the deer out of the garden. If you do follow me on social media, I do a blog every week, and my topic this week is keeping the deer out of the garden. And of course, after our show airs live today, tomorrow it'll be in the podcast, and you can listen to it. And if you haven't had a chance, take a list at some of the plants that you're going to have some good success with. I wish I had this years ago when I started my garden. So I was looking for a wonderful resource, and I found this article that was probably the best article I've ever found on keeping deer out of the garden. And our author gives us 86 plants that you can choose from to make your garden sing, to work well, and to be hardy, and will keep deer away from your beautiful plantings. So we are actually only on number 17, and that was Buddleia or butterfly bush. Comes in purple, white, or pink. Grows very quickly, very, very hardy. And from the second week in July until 2 weeks after Labor Day, you get this sort of honey, sort of smelling, very beautifully scented honey smelling nectar, which attracts butterflies, and just wonderful, wonderful plant, inexpensive and great for a garden. The deer don't go near it for whatever reason. Number 18 on the list is boxwoods, and I absolutely love boxwoods. Not everybody does. You know, I think that boxwoods actually have kind of a funny smell. They have a very specific smell. But what I like about the boxwoods is that they really are architectural. You can really shape them into beautiful shapes. And when you have sort of a dwarf or a small boxwoods, and you do them in succession, maybe the corner of a property or the end of a walkway, and you sort of maybe have a dozen or six of them, and you sort of have them in a round shape, and you sort of shape them beautifully. They're wonderful. I'm also noticing there's a trend that's occurring now where people are putting shrubs in pots. The look of a small shrub in a pot is quite attractive. And dwarf boxwoods, small boxwoods, sort of sculpture to be sort of square in a beautiful round pot or in a square pot, I'm seeing trending a lot. And I'm also seeing a new type of boxwood that's very tall and sort of straight in the center. Very narrow and tall, and then people put other plantings around it. So boxwood is something that I like. I would imagine the deer don't like boxwoods for two reasons. One, because it has a very sort of unappealing and unique smell. But number two is that it's sort of kind of hard and pointy. So I'm thinking that boxwood would be great. It's one of my favorite plants in a garden. I wouldn't do a... it's great for edging. Like at the end of my driveway, I have a couple of stacked boxwoods on each side with the plantings. It's a good border plant, I think. It gives you structure. They're good looking. The deer stay away from them. I'm a big fan of them. Also, at holiday time, boxwood greens are quite beautiful. So if you were making a live wreath or a garland, look at the boxwood leaves, how pretty they are. And adding some boxwoods into your greens at the holiday time is always very nice. Number 19 on the list of Mr. Adler's list of plantings that are deer that the deer stay away from is Helleborus or Lenten Rose. Now, I did inherit them in my own home, and I didn't know what they were one day. It was St. Patrick's Day, and I was going to go out and look for some flowers at a local florist, and I noticed on the ground outside of my patio that I had all these little low, beautiful, small rose-like flowers. They were in shades of pink, and some were pink and green, and some were beautiful green, and they were very low, and they looked like a small, not like really like a rose, but they were gathered petals like a rose would have, in beautiful pinks and greens. So I went out and I thought, what the heck is this? It's kind of winterish still out, and I have all these beautiful rose, small rose-type flowers. So I cut them, I put them in low vases, and I used the green ones because it was St. Patrick's Day. And people just raved at the table. They said, what are those low arrangements with those beautiful green flowers? And I said, I don't know. So I went online and I found out it was something called a Helleborus or a Lenten Rose. Well, anytime I have a chance to buy some new ones, I add them, and every year they do very well. The deer don't go near them, and you get them sort of in March when it's still very cold out. They're a beautiful, beautiful plant. They are perennial. They come back every year. And Lenten Roses are another gem that I've done very well with. Again, you see them in the sort of early part or of the spring or the late winter, I probably more likely during Lent, if you will. And Lenten Roses come in a variety of colors. I've seen them in plum. I've seen them in sort of a burgundy color. Green is my favorite, but I've seen them in sort of a hybrid where they're part pink and part green at the same time. Great flower. Not so easy to find, the Lenten Rose. But Helleborus or Lenten Rose is one that you definitely want to do, and the deer just step over it to get to something else. Number 20 on the list is cactus. So I don't know how in our... I have clients that are moving to Arizona, so for them they're great, but I don't know how we're going to have cactus outside where we live. But cactus, maybe succulents are talking about. Succulents are a plant that's very popular right now. In fact, in my stores, particularly my Maplewood store, I have all sorts of different types of succulent plants in interesting pots, and people are just buying them up like crazy. Number 21 on Bill's list is marigolds, and I think we talked about this in a previous show about how wonderful marigolds can be, how they've sort of come back again. And there's lots of variety of marigolds, all different colors, light orange and sort of yellow and hybrids and ones with big heads. And when you group them together, they really become something else. It's in a way, it's kind of like a flower from the past is carnation. People used to laugh at carnations that they're terrible. But, you know, you take carnations in mass, you can do wonderful things when they come together. You can make topiaries out of carnations, and carnations last forever. You can do great things with them. The same thing holds true for marigolds. When you do a marigold, so let's say you have a great cobalt blue pot and you fill it with marigolds, all of the same type, it becomes a sort of one big thing, and it's really kind of good looking. So marigolds are not only back, they're inexpensive, and the deer don't like them, so that's always a good thing. Number 22 on the list is blue mist shrub. Now, I don't know what that is. Some of them will have to be explained next week when we have a professional in to talk about specifically garden. Number 23 is something that I do have a lot of experience with, and that's called Dusty Miller. That plant is actually, it's an odd plant. It's sort of gray. It's an actually live gray plant. And it gives off mine gives off a yellow flower. I inherited it in my garden, and I wanted to rip it out. When I saw the gray foliage, I thought, well, this is terrible looking. I don't like this. But, you know, a funny thing happens. As that it grows and it gets into its season and the yellow flowers come off, it actually is kind of an interesting plant. The silvery foliage against other plants is kind of interesting, and it makes it sort of makes its own way because it's so different than the other plants in the garden, being that even without the flowers, sort of the gray-green foliage is so different than everything else around it. And then the gray with the yellow flower is actually quite pretty. I do think it also comes in a pink flower and a white flower, but I've only seen it in yellow. But the yellow and gray is kind of nice and different, and the deer just don't go near it. Again, it's something that they just step away from, and they'll eat something else. Number 24 on the list was something I thought I knew what it was, but I guess I don't. It's called bachelor buttons. Now, I thought bachelor buttons were dianthus, which is also on the list. But supposedly, I found before the show, I sort of did a little research, bachelor buttons are sort of small flowers that have sort of a blue-like color to them. So I'll see if I can get for next week's show a definitive answer on bachelor buttons. But if you ask for them, supposedly that's something that's very pretty. It has a bluish color to it, and it's something that's hardy, and the deer don't go near it. 25 on the list was spider flower. I have no idea what that is. I know what spider mums are. Maybe it's a derivative of a mum, but that could be something else on the list. Number 26 on the list is autumn crocus. Now, we know what spring crocuses are. I wonder if there is an autumn crocus. It's amazing, you know, how many plants that there are on this list. It really gives us... I've been looking for years for a definitive source of... plants that will keep the deer out of my garden. And this is a great list. It really gives you a lot. Number 27 is lakespur. And then I'm going to stop at number 28 because we're going to continue this in our two-part series on keeping your deer out of the garden. Number 28 is lily of the valley. And I did plant lily of the valley myself. Now, I have read in research for the show is that lily of the valley are very poisonous, and not only poisonous to animals, but poisonous to people. And then if you do have animals, you have to be careful of lily of the valley. They give you that sort of low flower and sort of like pearls of off-white, and they have a wonderful smell. I always associate Lily of the Valley with weddings, sort of a white, sort of maybe like an ivory, like little pearls that make this beautiful flower that's very fragrant that often comes out in June. But I will ask the experts next week in studio about how toxic Lily of the Valley is, but a pretty plant, different, sort of old-fashioned looking. Well, folks, believe it or not, we are out of time. We only got to 28 on a list of 68. And a lot to talk about with plants and getting the best garden you can, especially in the areas that have a lot of deer. Thank you for listening to Modern Design. We will be back next week continuing our series on keeping the deer out of the garden and giving you the best possible home you can. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next Wednesday at 2 o'clock right here live in downtown Flemington. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Under current VA law, VA has to wait at least a month to hold an employee accountable for misconduct or poor performance.
Testimony today from David Shulkin, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He says the regulations currently in place stop the VA from getting rid of ineffective employees and providing much-needed better service to America's veterans.
Under current law, it takes us 51 days from the date management proposes to suspend, demote, or remove an employee till the date that action takes effect.
11 U.S. citizens among the injured after a deadly homicide truck bombing in Afghanistan. At least 90 people killed, another 400 wounded in the enormous blast that rocked a secure area of Kabul. The State Department says the wounded Americans were contractors for the U.S. embassy. The explosion was near the German embassy and the Afghani presidential palace. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call
855-800-3933.
That's 800.
We help you.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations calling out many names.